All right, here we are, guys. The last break of the day.
It's the last break of the day.
Yes, it is on this Wednesday. Hump day. It's been a good day. You know, again, our condolences going out to Janae Dubois' family. Wow. Good times, though. Good times. Just remember that. Good times. Mm. Steve, take us out.
Title says it all.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Hey, you know, we talk about a lot of subjects on this show. And parenting is one of them, because all of us on this show are parents. All of us can relate to the joys of parenting. And all of us can relate to the trials of parenting. And parenting is hard, man. It's really, really hard. You know, sometimes, you know, we want to look at our children and go, what in the world were you thinking? But then we have to catch ourselves, because I'm almost 1,000% sure that our parents must have said the same thing. My father thought I was crazy for growing an afro. He thought that was stupid. You got to be crazy. What you want that much hair for? Fooling with that hair every morning. You could have been out this house. You know, you got to pick your hair out. Take your hat off and pick your hair. Boy, you could have been gone. He thought that was crazy. My father thought bell bottoms was ridiculous. You know, bell bottoms is making a comeback now. You know, it's just so many things. And then, man, oh man, like, and gang fighting, but without the killing, and bike jumping and all this stuff we used to do. Our parents thought we had lost our mind. Well, parenting now becomes a bit more difficult. I think because of social media, I think because of Google, I think because I remember back in the day when my parents didn't want me to do something, they simply said, you ain't going down there, and that was that. Well, you tell a child he not going there now, it's okay, they're going to FaceTime, they're going to be there one way or the other. The subjects you weren't ready to breach with your children sit down in curiosity and they Google it now. Our children started watching porno back when they were small kids on the computer. You know, we had sex education in class and the little stuff we picked up, and we had a little bit of a grip on it. The grip is gone. Parenting is hard. But what's equally hard about parenting is to take the criticism from people who ain't parents, who have not parented a day of their life, but want to sit up and pass judgment about your parenting skills. Or, worse even yet, a younger parent criticizing an older parent for the way they're parenting when they haven't even been faced with the situation yet. That's amazing, man. We are so quick to judge one another when it comes to this parenting thing. You know, I know somebody that's got some younger kids that always got something to say about my kids. But my kids are older. All my kids live away from me now. And this brother always got something to say about something about one of my kids. And so finally I had to just stop him. I said, hey, my man, listen to me. Hold tight. Watch what you're saying. Be careful. You have not lived this life yet. Wait until your children can start making decisions on their own. And you're going to find out that your best work as a parent is going to get pushed to the wayside. Because guess what? They have the power to decide to do, say, be whatever they want to be. And they don't need your permission to do it. Parenting is hard, man. It's really, really hard. I take my hat off to Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle, because their parenting a situation that some people know about, the majority of us know nothing about. And they've helped a lot of people with the way they're handling this. They've helped a lot of people because there's some people going through this very same thing. Now, the fact that you don't agree with their parenting styles, they're really good people. And it's easy to say what you wouldn't do when you ain't the one that is happening to. But at the end of the day, you know what I respect and admire most about them is that they love their children. Whatever their children come in the house and tell them, they love them. And that's the type of parent that I hope I'll always be. No matter what my children come in the house and tell me, they will always be my sons and they will always be my daughters. And I will love them and I will stand beside them until the end of this world because I'm their father. I'm their parent. And that's our job. You don't stop loving your kids because they made a mistake. You don't stop loving your kids because they made a decision that goes against everything you've taught them. You don't stop loving your kids because they disappointed you. You keep loving your children. They're going to get it all right one day. They're going to learn from all these mistakes just like you have or have you. So the next time you pass in judgment, be very careful because parenting ain't easy. And you may get to a fork in the road with your kids and you might have to sit and watch some stuff go down yourself. We got to be a little bit more understanding of each other as parents. Those are my closing remarks today. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. It's coming. Wednesday.